Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, John Martin.
All summer we've been hearing this thing about NIL, name, image, likeness, this new thing that has come in, and I've been meaning to talk with you about that. This has to do with, and I'll explain my understanding of it, that college athletes can be compensated for endorsements in particular, and then they can make money from social media and so on. So what do you think?
So for the last 33 years, started working as an undergrad in this profession, the term NLI has meant a national letter of intent. That's what high school seniors and transfers sign when they commit to a school, or high school seniors do in any sport. They sign their NLI. So now I've had to reinvent in my mind the vernacular that I've got to switch those letters, because NIL is very much alive and kicking on July 1st. And there's, for our fans out there listening that may not understand what that means, name, image, and likeness, self-explanatory, your name, image, and likeness, right? But NIL in the athletic realm, student athletes before July 1 of this year were not legally allowed to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. So the states took the name, image, and likeness and have kind of run with it. What's good news for schools in the state of Texas is there has been a lot of communication amongst college athletic administrators, amongst, you know, especially for us being in a state system. We had some access to provide feedback to both our Office of General Counsel and to our state legislative liaisons within the A&M system. And each athletic director from, you know, Ross Bjork in College Station to my counterparts at A&M Kingsville and A&M or West Texas A&M and Tarleton and A&M International, we all had opportunities to provide feedback from our department, from our own philosophy, and what it allowed to do, really, it allowed our state government to come together because we're all united. Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, A&M Commerce, West Texas, Angelo, none of us are gaining a competitive advantage from this as long as the guardrails are consistent. So examples of guardrails mean, instead of just saying, okay, like a kid can go out and profit off his name, image, and likeness, period, we put that in place as a state. The state of Texas did. This isn't a TIM rule or an NCAA rule. The state put this in place, and then here are some parameters. Basically, they can't profit off of sin tax. They can't go endorse alcohol, casino, gambling, you know, those type of things. They can't use their jerseys or their likeness because they don't own those, right? That was bought for them by the school. They can identify themselves. I'm Tim McMurray, a student athlete at A&M Commerce, you know, or you know, whatever sport I play. They can say those things. But they can't, for example, obviously people know we're with Under Armour, so they can't go endorse another apparel alignment. Right. Some of these states have challenges. So that's the first thing that's positive for us, because I'm all about our student athletes having an opportunity, because this is basically using your name, image, and likeness could basically be like your part-time job, and we already allow them to work. So it's not that different if we have these guardrails.
How much of an impact do you think this will have in the Lone Star Conference and in general the Division II level? I can see some Division I basketball players at Duke or Kansas or what have you, you know, really having a major social media impact, but I don't see that so much at the Division II level. So
I think what you'll see some creative things happen. You know, we have in our department, and I don't want to leave anybody out, so I won't say proper names, but I know of two or three kids that already sort of do that within their own framework, because they might have several thousand followers on TikTok or Instagram. So those type of things.
Just on their own.
Just
as an individual.
And so now if they correctly market themselves, there's really a great opportunity there for them to learn the ins and outs, and not unintentionally step in a landmine that jeopardizes their eligibility. Because if they break state law, there are some things through the NCAA where it would be a combination of breaking state law that we would have to and report to the NCAA. So mm-hmm. it's a twofold monster that we're trying to protect them and make sure that they can do those things.
Do you see the potential for this to be divisive? That you know, some kids make a lot of money. It's not, again, I don't see this as much at the D2 level, but at the D1 level, some kids make a whole lot of money and other kids don't make much. And kids in certain sports make more than kids in other sports.
Yeah, but frankly, I think that's a laboratory for what the real world's going to be. You know, my counterparts in College Station make a lot more money than I do. I might be compensated at a higher rate than some other schools with lower enrollments. I mean,
that's the way of the world.
Yeah, I think it's actually a good leadership laboratory because. Mm. You do have some guardrails, but just like any student athlete, they're going to have an opportunity that some others may not. Being at a upper, highly competitive Division II program that gets a lot more eyeballs than some.
Right. Well, we'll learn more as we go along, won't we?
Yeah, a lot more.
Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks very much.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition of your Station 88.9 KETN.